بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Thus far, just to recap, we went through the niyat for the day and a concise niyat: Ya Allah, grant me tawfiq to do all those amal that will please you and save me from all those deeds that will displease you. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And then the niyat for life, that we can make mudhakara of what niyat for life. Our life is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make our jannat, to make our akhirat, follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be safe from the fire of Jahannam, to gain entry into Jannah, to attain the rank of the highest level of siddiqiyat, even though not deserving of it. And we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat of iman, ni'mat of being an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken it upon himself. Allah ta'ala has taken it upon himself to sustain mankind. Allah ta'ala hasn't handed it over to any of the makhluq. That the door of sustenance belongs to you, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala has given us a beautiful sharia, Allah Ta'ala has given us good health, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked us to the mashayikh of haqq. These are basic niyat to make for the day, and thereafter we can read our three quls and then we'll move on inshallah. Whatever we've done so far, you can read it for now and then we'll move ahead. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. And seven times: حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. And three times, three times, أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. After three times: بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. The after سيد الاستغفار, just one time. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت وأبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Three times, Bismillahi ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Bismillahi ala dini wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa mali. Three times, raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiya. Raditu billahi rabba wa bil islami dina bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiya. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا. Three times, سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان الله العظيم وبحمده ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Three times, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام وسيء الأسقام. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام وسيء الأسقام. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام وسيء الأسقام. Seven times, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. 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 The next dua, which is a very beautiful dua, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. O Allah, I seek your protection from loss of your bounty, that I don't lose the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Changing of well-being granted by you, changing of well-being granted by you, that health and afiyat mustn't be taken away. Sudden calamities, fujaati niqmatik, sudden calamities, and any action which will lead to your displeasure. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection from these things. So we see protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from loss of the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One easy way to recite this dua. Also a great amount of shukr. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala's promise. You thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase it. Different tafsir and commentaries of the ayat. Person makes shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take away that bounty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow the bounty to go below the level it is right now. And Allah will keep that bounty in your life till your last moments. So Allah will increase it. Allah will not let you go below what it is right now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep it by you till your last breath by making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With this type of shukr also, then we try our best, at least one dua in the day, only thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One dua in the day, only thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As our honorable Shaykh, beloved Shaykh, Hazrat Muhammad bin Hamid Sahib says, that sometimes our dua becomes such that we just demand from Allah. We just demand and we command. We demand from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sometimes, unwittingly, the way we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is working for us. We just want things. Allah is working for us. And Hazrat says also, like how we just give orders to a waiter. As if Allah ta'ala is a waiter. Allah must just do this and do that for me. So at least one dua in the day, we don't ask for anything. Maybe after Asr, maybe after Fajr. Where we thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for all His bounties, our physical bounties, count from the eye, from the hair. People don't have hair, they know what it is, what a loss of a bounty. And now they need to go to a foreign country and make some plan for the hair to come right. But that is the ni'mat of Allah. So from the hair till right the toe, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and enumerate to Allah, Ya Allah, you gave me this and you gave me that and you gave me this and you gave me that, until the shukr comes into the deep recesses of the heart. Then internally also, Ya Allah, I just take the food and put it into my mouth, all the taste, it goes through my mouth. And then the whole internal, the dunya saghira, little dunya that is operating within me, digestive system, the heart, the arteries, all this Allah Ta'ala is taking care of, even if I'm sleeping also. Ya Allah, shukr for all of this. Hazrat says, imagine now, if you had to go relieve yourself, and Allah Ta'ala made a system. When insan came into this world, a manual was sent to him. Manual was sent to him, that now if you go for number one, then 2 o'clock in the morning, you gotta wake up and press this button. This button now is under your heel. And if you go number two, then you have to wake up at 4 o'clock. That button is somewhere else. And for digestion, another button somewhere else. But Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, you have a sweet sleep. When you need to go out, I will press the button. I will wake you up. Then I will allow you to relieve yourself. And then go back to bed again. So Allah Ta'ala didn't make life so difficult. Allah made it so easy. So easy, it's unbelievable. So we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a person that can't relieve himself, what difficulty he goes through. So make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we lose the ni'mat, Allah will increase it, Allah will keep it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will maintain and sustain it. And if we ask Allah ta'ala for afiyat, afiyat, the great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as ulama say, that the greatest bounty after iman is a bounty of afiyat, well-being. Physically, spiritually, internally, externally, Allah ta'ala keeps a person well. And is well for the ibadat of Allah, for the worship of Allah. Ya Allah, I have good health, alhamdulillah, that I can do certain things. And I can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So afiyat is a great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sudden calamities, you ask Allah ta'ala for protection from sudden calamities, that all of a sudden. Yes, Ya Allah ta'ala, we ask Allah ta'ala for sudden goodness. That we don't mind. Ya Allah, some ni'mat came, ghayr muraqqaba. We didn't expect it, it just came all of a sudden, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala's virtue, Allah's bounty, Allah's grace upon us. So sudden goodness we don't mind. Sudden calamity, Allah, don't test me. If something happens suddenly, and any action which will lead to your displeasure, that's the worst, Ya Allah. We ask some protection from those things that will lead us to the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we recite this dua one time in the morning. The next dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdil bala wa darki shaqa wa su'il qada wa shamatatil a'da. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min jahdil bala wa darki shaqa wa su'il qada wa shamatatil a'da. Translation of Allah, I seek your protection from unbearable trials. We are very weak to be tried by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah ta'ala to save us from such trials that we cannot bear, whether they be illness. Alright, and nowadays we find that cancer is so common, all of a sudden a person is diagnosed, whole life changes. Or some other disease, or his children are being tested right now. Then the whole tarteeb of life goes off. Wala Ibrahim Dewala Sahib, the Mubarakatuh, mentioned this also, where afiyat are being tested. He said during the month of Ramadan we have our tarteeb, our certain tarteeb of our day, our pattern, our schedule, our itinerary. Quran tilawud, dhikrullah, our rest, plan for the evening, etc. So he mentioned that one Ramadan, Hazrat's family fell ill, landed in a hospital. Then he had to go sit there the whole day and attend to her and see to her well-being. She understood that Mawlana has a tartib, as a schedule for the day. So she told him, you don't worry about me, I will be okay. There are nurses here, there are doctors here. Whatever your tartib of Ramadan is, you continue with that. Allah Ta'ala sent us in reality enough for you to come sit at the hospital. Allah Ta'ala sent us for his ibadat. So I give you chutti. You continue with that. I am now going to a certain condition, inshallah I'll be okay. You carry on making dua and you continue with your ibadat, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me relief. Then he said, then I understood. Sudden calamity, afiyat, Ya Allah, overnight my whole tartib of life can change. What I'm doing this time, usually Maghrib to Isha, now I gotta go to hospital every day. Allah Ta'ala save us. But we ask Allah Ta'ala, before it can happen, Ya Allah, save us. So I seek your protection from unbearable trials, affliction of wretchedness, wadarki shaqa, that I do not become wretched in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I have a wretched life. And every decision which is harmful for me, That too, ask Allah Ta'ala. All decisions belong to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us from those type of harmful decisions. And from the rebukes of the enemy. Shamatatil A'da. The rebukes of the enemy, what it means is that, Ya Allah, shouldn't be that I come into such a situation where my enemies have a chance to laugh at me and make a mockery of me. Ya Allah, save me from those types of situations. That those that dislike me, whatever reason it may be, and they find me in such a situation now that it gives them a chance to have a go at me, to mock at me, to laugh at me, make stories about me. Ya Allah, save me from that. So these are beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to learn these beautiful du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah. We'll make du'a. After du'a and zikr and du'a, then we can read about Yasin and Quran, tilawat, then Salatul Ishraq, inshaAllah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu. La nuhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik wa tahawuli 'afiyatik وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.